Well, Jesus actually preached today on the gospel, so I'm not going to focus on gospel much. Now, if you try to understand it, again, we read it, everything is indeed explained by Jesus himself. So let's focus on the first reading and the responsory song. Again, in order for us to understand today's first reading and the responsory psalm, I'm going to probably read a book from the sister. I mentioned it once, you know, when I was in South Korea to take care of my mom and dad. I, in a sense, wanted to help some missionary works in Nepal. So I went there almost, I would say about 2 weeks to help the sisters over there. And then she wrote a book, and then my name is on it, by the way. So now, I'm going to just read it, this one, for you, so that, you know, you might have some ideas. And I will connect that with today's first reading and responsory psalm. Here's the words. A two-day slaughtering ceremony began on Friday, November 28, 2015, at the Gaudiya Temple of Bariyappa, located about 150 kilometers south of Kathmandu. At the Gaudiya Festival, which is held every 5 years, hundreds of thousands of animals were offered as living sacrifices. Beside the Gaudiya Festival, the Dasain Festival, the biggest festival in Nepal, involves another big animal sacrifice with thousands of buffaloes and goats. The Hindu temple, Dasin Kali, located south of Kathmandu Valley, also offers living sacrifices every Saturday morning with the blood of goats and chickens and ducks to Kali, the godless of time and death. Every Saturday, literally, they offered the living sacrifice. Priests, even the, you know, the first festival that I mentioned, it, at least 500, 600, 700 priests went into the, more like a stadium figure, the temple, and they locked the door, and they went inside, and they butchered all the animals and collected all this blood and spreading among the people. Why am I saying this, my brothers and sisters? In order for us to understand today's first reading, we need to understand this idea of sacrifice, because in especially Western civilization, we do not do the living sacrifice anymore. So having that thought, remember, imagine this, you are the perhaps one of the Hindus, seeing this one almost like every Saturday, the parents and grandparents bring the living animals there, and the priest literally killed in front of them, and kill them, like, in front of them, and then offer this blood and everywhere. Now, having the thoughts, I'm going to read the Hebrews right here, the letter of the letter to the Hebrews. Every priest, now here's the line of Levi. It's the priest before Jesus Christ. Every priest stand daily at his ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices. Connect that with this image that I gave it to you, that can never take away sins. Sure, it might kill the animals, it might give some kind of satisfaction, but it's a temporal from their point of view. But this one, talking about Jesus, offered the one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering, he has made it perfect forever. Remember, Jesus is Son of God and Son of Man. And remember what the Saint John the Baptist said to Jesus. When Jesus appeared, what did Jesus say? What did Saint John the Baptist say? Lamb of God. Remember, they offered the lamb many times. They saw the lamb
offered as a sacrifice for the atonement of their sins. And yet, St. John the Baptist says, Lamb of God, perfect sacrifice. In other words, he did not commit any sin, but he became one of us. God became human, and he took the entire humanity to himself, even including the original sin, the sin, and then he suffered, sacrificed for the atonement of sin, but what sin? Entire human race of sin, because he's Son of God and Son of Man. He offered himself as a victim. Remember, we need, in order for us to have a sacrifice, we need to have a victim. Could be goat, could be buffalo, but he himself, the Lamb of God, offered himself as a victim. And he himself offered. He shared his blood. Through his blood, we were redeemed. We received God's amazing redemptive blessing or conversion, so to speak. Remember, Nepal, what did they do? They collected all this blood, spread, so that they received a blessing from this God. Not true God, though. Same ideas. For us, Jesus on the cross, he suffered and died. He shed his blood so that each one of us are redeemed. Napoleon, I'm sure that if they hear the message of Jesus, they say, wow, that is amazing. Therefore, we don't need to offer the sacrifice of the animals anymore. There is a reason why the response to your psalm says, you are a priest, but not the priest from Levi line where they offer the sacrifice, the animals. No, you are a priest forever in the line of the mystical priest, Melchizedek. And then therefore, after Jesus Christ, he himself established the priesthood and the ministry of priesthood, those people who are ordained in the church, discerned by the church, and he offered himself for the sake of the ministry. We priests, Catholic priests, are the priests in the line of Jesus Christ, who is in the line of Melchizedek, mystical priest. Can you see the dynamics here? Why am I saying this? Because if we have that idea of sacrifice, Mass makes sense now. Whenever we come to Mass, we always say Mass as holy sacrifice, right? So, in a sense, Jesus himself, as a Lamb of God, offered for the atonement of our sins and humanity. And we go back to that moment, one true sacrifice on the cross, at the Mass. I can go on and on and on about the Mass and how this one is connected. I hope that you will at least see the awe and amazing revelation of this Jesus who brought the human animal sacrifice into the sacrifice from heaven, holy sacrifice. They understood well. Some Napoleons who became Christians, they were still talking about amazing this exchange. God himself suffered and died and offered himself to the humanity every day basis. This is amazing. At least you sense this all. That's the reason why I'm spending so many minutes right now to explain this. So therefore, coming to Mass is coming to the holy sacrifice. As a priest, I was always amazed. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. At the same time, priest is breaking the bread. It is as if God the Father is, again, breaking the Lamb of God for the sake of who? You and me. You and me. This holy sacrifice is given to you and me. Oh my gosh, it's just amazing. All right, I will shut up, okay? So my brothers and sisters, again,
It is a great privilege to come to Mass. It is a great privilege to be a Catholic, seriously. My case every day, it is the greatest privilege for me to even carry this amazing miracle every day. Although I am not worthy at all, how dare I am doing this. Yet for the sake of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, I am carrying this mission for the church, even though I am not worthy. Therefore today when we receive Jesus, when we receive Jesus, when Jesus comes to you and me, let's just give thanks to God genuinely. Let's ask Jesus. I mean, let's give thanks to Jesus more than ever, at least today. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek, not the human line, but divine line. Thank God we have such a wonderful, high, true priest among us.